Hello, everyone. Welcome to English for You. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And we are back with day two of our look at what's your type. Your type of what? Your type of keyboard. Is it a QWERTY keyboard or a Dvorak keyboard? So what's your type? QWERTY versus Dvorak. And yesterday, we learned that although Dvorak is an interesting way of organizing the letters on a keyboard to make it very easy to type a lot of common words, using those letters, the QWERTY keyboard is by far the most popular one, and in it, in that system, the QWERTY system, the letters are kind of spread out all over the place, but still, we prefer or we use that one much more frequently.
Okay, so today we're going to find out more about why don't we use it right now, the Dvorak. Okay, 那昨天有提到就是打超慢的英文，打字很慢，对不对？那今天就要考考你们相反的，打字飞快，除了用 type super fast, 我们还可以怎么样表示呢？
What's your type? QWERTY versus Dvorak. To answer this question, we need to grasp the origins of the QWERTY keyboard. At first, typing was done on machines called typewriters.In 1873, an American inventor, Christopher Latham Sholes, arranged the letters in the QWERTY layout. At that time, typewriters often jammed when people typed too quickly. That is why Sholes separated the most commonly used letters to make people type slower. The Dvorak keyboard is the complete opposite. So, why don't we use it?
All right, so let's get into our article and see what else we can discover about both QWERTY and Dvorak. It says, to answer this question, we need to grasp the origins of the QWERTY keyboard. So if you'll remember, the question from yesterday is, why do we still use the QWERTY system, even though it seems like the Dvorak system is the better one? So why do we do that? Well, to answer this question,We need to grasp or understand the origins of the QWERTY keyboard, which, of course, is older than the Dvorak one.
所以昨天我们就很好奇说那为什么我们现在一直都用 QWERTY 不是 Dvorak 呢？所以要回答这个问题哦，一开始课文就说我们需要先理解 QWERTY 键盘的起源。
Okay, well, we have to go back in time, in other words, and it says at first, typing was done on machines calledtypewriters. Yes, before there were computers and printers, there were typewriters, which were mechanical devices where these things would swing up and hit a piece of paper with some ink on them, and that is how you would get your letters, and that it was called a typewriter. Going back a long time, as you can see, in 1873, an American inventor, Christopher Latham Sholes, arranged the letters in the QWERTY layout. That's how long we've hadthat way of organizing letters on a keyboard way back to 1873, even before they had motor cars and airplanes and anything like that.
I didn't know, okay. So typewriter 是什么呢？就是打字机，它是一个名词哦。所以最早人们打字就是用一种叫做打字机的机器哦。不过哇，好久以前1873年美国发明家 Christopher Latham Sholes 设计了 QWERTY 键盘的排列哦。
Now at that time, typewriters often jammed when people typed too quickly. This is really the early days of typewriters. They were improved a lot, leading up to the modern computer era. But those simple first typewriters, well, they didn't always work perfectly. They often jammed or got stuck.When people typed too quickly, because these arms are kind of flying through the air, and if you got, two of them kind of mixed up, they would start to get twisted and wrapped around each other sort of idea, and they would just jam like a broken clock.
Okay, 这里的动词 jam, okay, 是当作动词来用，所以它不是果酱哦，它是指卡住或是发生故障哦。所以当时如果打字太快，打字机常常会卡住。Yeah, imagine typing a whole essay and the typewriter keeps jamming. It must have been so frustrating.
Absolutely, it definitely was. And that is why Sholes separated the most commonly used letters to make people type slower. So your hands had to move a little bit further to find those letters slowing it down and causing those jams to be less likely.
Interesting.、Mm-hmm. 所以因此呢 ,Shoals 将使用频率最高的字母分开哦排列让人可以打字慢一点哦。It's funny to think that the QWERTY layout was designed to slow people down, not speed them up, huh?
Yeah, absolutely, because everything today is about going faster、yeah. and faster. But when the machines weren't as good, going faster just meant more problems. The Dvorak keyboard is the complete opposite, so it's arranged in a totally different way. All the most commonly used letters are close together.As we learned yesterday, you can type 3,000, and that's a lot, of the most common words in English using just the middle line of the Dvorak keyboard. So it's arranged in a totally different way, but it's also from a totally different time when typewriters weren't so easy to jam. So here's a good question, though. Why don't we use it, right? We've had this system for almost 100 years. We've had good typewriters and computers for almost as long.But we're still using the older system. Why?
而 Dvorak 键盘则完全相反。诶，所以为什么不用 Dvorak 呢？ Good question. Why don't we? (音)好的，刚刚提到的一些单字哦，你们知道哪些吗？其中呢，像是有提到 grasp 这个动词哦，就是理解、领会的意思哦。For example, it took me a while to grasp the math problem, but once I did, I felt like a genius. 我花了一段时间才理解这道数学题,但一旦听懂了,哦,我觉得我自己超聪明哦。那再来我们看的是 origin, OK, 这个名词就是来源,起源的意思。The origin of the hamburger is still argued about, but all I know is...It's delicious wherever it comes from. 这个汉堡的起源至今还有争论哦，但我只知道不管哪里来的都超好吃的。还有我们看到的是 inventor, 这个名词就是发明家，或是发明者。那它的动词就是 invent, OK, 这是一个动词，就是发明、创造。For example, the inventor of bubble tea deserves a gold medal. Life would be so boring without it. 真奶的发明者应该拿金牌，没有他人生会无聊太多啊。还有我们看到 opposite, 在本课是当作名词来用哦，就是相对的人事物哦。For example, my music taste is the complete opposite of my brother's.He likes heavy metal and I like K-pop. 我的音乐品味和我的弟弟完全相反耶，他喜欢重金属，而我当然是喜欢 K-pop. OK, 我们来看一下 language and focus. That or this, 后面接 be 动词，然后再接 why, when, how, where, 然后再接一个子句哦。本句型的 be 动词后接由 WH 或者是 how 的疑问词引导的名词子句是用来强调前述内容正是做某事的原因、或者是时间或是方法地点等等哦。For example, 刚刚 Cone 是这样用的哦。At that time, typewriters often jammed when people type too quickly.That is why Scholes separated the most commonly used letters to make people type slower. 意思是当时如果打字太快哦，打字机常常会卡住。因此呢 ,Scholes 将使用频率最高的字母分开排列让人打字慢一点。我们来看另外一个生活例句会更清楚。Sarah forgot to set her alarm.That's why she was late for school. Sarah 忘记设闹钟了，所以她上学迟到咯。
In the early 1900s, more people began using typewriters, and the most popular model featured the QWERTY keyboard. Before Dvorak created his layout, the QWERTY layout was already used by too many people to be replaced.It was too difficult and costly to change all the existing machines. As time passed, the QWERTY layout became standard. Now, Most people don't even know about the Dvorak keyboard. But don't worry, you can still type at lightning speed with a QWERTY layout. The record for the fastest typing is an incredible 305 words per minute, done by using a QWERTY keyboard. So the QWERTY layout isn't going anywhere. But why not give the Dvorak keyboard a try? You might type faster.
All right, so we've had that QWERTY layout for a very long time, way back to the 1800s when typewriters were new and didn't always work right. They would get jammed. Then it says in the early 1900s, so several years later, 30 or so years later, more people began using typewriters, and the most popular model featured the QWERTY keyboard. So this kind of became the Apple iPhone or whatever of typewriters, right? Many people bought it, many people used it, and many people learned to type using that model, and that model happened to have a QWERTY keyboard.
哦，所以在20世纪初，越来越多人开始使用哦这个打字机啊，而最受欢迎的型号使用的当然就是 QWERTY 键盘。
Before Dvorak created his layout, the QWERTY layout was already used by too many people to be replaced. Sometimes we just have these systems, and once the system becomes standard and everyone's using it, even if it's not the best system, well, that's just the way it is. I mean, if suddenly everyone in Taiwan said, you know, we're going to start driving on the other side of the road like people in Japan do, you can think of how many problems that would cause, even if there's good reasons to do it. We all drive the other way, so if we all had to suddenly switch, oh my gosh, it would cause so many problems.
True, okay. 所以在 Dvorak 设计新排列之前 ,QWERTY 已经被太多人使用所以无法轻易取代。
As it says, it was too difficult and costly to change all the existing machines, and also too difficult and...I would probably say annoying for everyone to learn how to type all over again.
对 ,OK, 那除了 costly, OK, 可以表示昂贵啊类似的说法还有 expensive, pricey, 或者是 high price, 都是有高价的意思哦。所以改变所有现有的机器既困难又代价高昂啊。
And then we read,As time passed, the QWERTY layout became standard. That's just the one everyone got used to, and that was the one all the typewriters in the stores would use. So if you bought a typewriter, you learned the QWERTY layout. Now, most people don't even know about the Dvorak keyboard, and I would put myself in that group. Until yesterday, I didn't know about it either.
Okay, 随着时间推移 ,QWERTY 逐渐成为标准。现在大多数的人,包括我跟 Mike,甚至都不知道 Dvorak 键盘的存在耶。
But don't worry, you can still type at lightning speed with the QWERTY layout. Of course, it may not be the fastest way of arranging the letters on a keyboard, but the typewriters or even computers that we have today are much faster and much more well-made than the old keyboards and the old typewriters that would jam, and that was the reason they had that layout.But now, with modern keyboards, you can type really, really fast, even if you're using the older QWERTY system.
刚刚的课文的句子就隐藏一开始问大家打字超快的，我们还可以怎么说？除了 type super fast, 就是刚刚课文提到的 type at lightning speed. At lightning speed 是什么呢？就是飞快的啊，这样的意思。For example, she biked to school at lightning speed because she woke up late. 当然口语呢我们很快的还可以用 super fast, in no time, 或者是 like a rocket, 像火箭一样快哦或者是 at breakneck speed. 这个是极快的速度但是通常有点危险可能会快到会出事这样的意思哦。所以课文整句是说不过别担心用 QWERTY 键盘你依然可以打得超快。
Yeah, and if you don't believe us about how fast you can type using the QWERTY layout, well, how about this? The record for the fastest typing is an incredible 305 words per minute.Done by using a QWERTY keyboard, and I think we can probably expect that that's you're spelling all the words right You're not just typing GDF, GDF, GDF or something like that over and over. Three, I think a secretary, you know, a good type of 100, 120 words per minute, you know,
wow.
and you're very careful. You're making no spelling mistakes. So imagine being able to do 305 words per minute and get almost all of them exactly right, not making any mistakes. That's very fast.
不敢相信耶，最快打字记录竟然是每分钟305个单字，而且还是用 QWERTY 打出来的哦。
So, the QWERTY layout isn't going anywhere because we're all used to it, but why not give the Dvorak keyboard a try? You might be able to download it for your phone or find one for your computer. Why not give it a try? You might type faster if you give yourself a few weeks or months to learn it. Yeah, you might find that it works much better for you, but you might also have to get used to really looking for a keyboard because it might be hard to find one with that layout.
True. 所以 QWERTY 键盘是不会消失的、啊、但何不试试 Dvorak 呢也许你会打字更快哦。这里的 why not give, okay, give something a try, 这个片语就是试试看什么什么。像是 I've never baked a cake before, but I think I'll give it a try this weekend. 那口语常常我们要别人试试看某件事情也会说 you should give it a shot.或是 might as well try it, 就是反正也试试看嘛又无妨。Or go ahead and try it, give it a go, or take it for a spin, 都有着试试看吧试试看哦玩玩看这样的意思哦。好的我们来看一下刚刚的单字你们记得哪些是不是都忘光光了我们来复习一下就是 costly, 这个形容词就是昂贵的代价高的。For example, my clothes are so costly, so I try to stick to affordable ones. I don't want to stress about stains all the time. 我的衣服太贵了，所以我宁愿买平价的，不要老是担心会弄脏它们哦。再来就是 incredible 这个形容词，就是惊人的，难以置信的。The last minute shot was incredible. The whole class jumped up and cheered like crazy.最后一秒的投篮超级惊人全班都跳起来欢呼疯狂的欢呼哦。那我们看到片语 not going anywhere, 其实有着不会消失也不会改变这样的意思啦。像是 don't worry if you can't reply to every message right now, your friends aren't going anywhere, 就是别担心你现在回不完每个讯息你的朋友又不会消失。
Alright guys, before we say goodbye for today, let's have a look at our chat question. This is an interesting one. Do you think the Dvorak keyboard should be more popular? Why or why not?
You know what? I'm gonna say yes for sure. I'm gonna try it. If Dvorak makes typing quicker, maybe writing reports and emails could be way faster and less tiring. Yeah, typing without sore fingers sounds amazing, butLike what you said, I have to find a keyboard.
Yeah.
Like a Dvorak keyboard first.
I wonder if you could download one and just change your phone screen keyboard. That would be the easiest way. I guess you'd also kind of have to relearn typing, but maybe if you have a younger brother and sister, you might encourage them to try it. If they don't really know how to type, it's a good way to do
That's true.
I think the other thing, of course, is I'm thinking that,In the future, we might not even be typing. We'll just tell the AI program what we want done, and we won't actually have to touch the keyboard because it will do all the work for us. So what about you guys? Do you think you'd like to try the Dvorak keyboard? You can have a look at the layout there and see if you think it makes sense. And yeah, maybe find one for yourself and give it a try. But I'd still say you got to be comfortable with QWERTY because most of the keyboards you'll come across out there in the real world, they still use that older system.
OK, 其实呢我觉得现在大家真的都很懒我也很喜欢用这个语音方式来打字。好啦不想错过更多精彩的 English for You 内容就快点点阅我们的 YouTube 频道和追踪 Facebook 吧拜拜
Take care!